أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الذي أنزل من السماء ماء لكم منه شراب ومنه شجر فيه تسيمون ينبت لكم به الزرع والزيتون والنخيل والأعناب ومن كل الثمرات إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يتفكرون وسخر لكم الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يعقلون صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 10, 11 and 12 of Surah An-Nahl. Once again, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues informing us and calling us to understand and ponder over these ni'mats that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has showered upon us. In the last verses we discussed the animals, great ni'mat that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had bestowed upon us. And these ni'mats Allah Ta'ala continue to speak about. On the one hand, the manifestation of the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. On the other hand, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's rahmah, Allah's mercy upon us, and together with that, Allah's full knowledge of the needs of insan and how Allah Ta'ala fulfilled all of this. There are many needs that we had, and we did not even know that we had the need, and Allah Ta'ala had fulfilled that need. هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. It is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that sent down the waters from above. لَكُمْ فُيُّ مِنْهُ شَرَابٌ وَمِنْهُ شَجَرٌ فِيهِ تُسِيمُونَ. From amongst it is the waters that you will drink, and therefrom are the plantation that come, and تُسِيمُونَ, upon which you have your animals grazing. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had known that insan is in need of water. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made it available to insan. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had known that insan will require animals to feed upon. Allah Ta'ala had seen to their grazing. And this word to see moon also is to graze freely. Generally, a person doesn't have to dictate to an animal how to eat, where to eat. It is left free for the day and it does it freely. Who inspired that animal? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So hence Allah Rabbul Izzat shows in every word that there is a ni'mat upon a ni'mat. يُنْبِتُ لَكُمْ بِهِ الزَّرْعِ. Allah Ta'ala says, and then through this waters, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala causes the crops to grow. Here crops will be by way of maize and other thing, wheat, etc. And then وَالزَّيْتُونَ, then of olives, وَالنَّخِيلِ, of date palms, وَالْأَعْنَابِ, and of grapes, وَمِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ, and every form of fruit. One water, different fruits, different colors, like we'll see going ahead, different taste, different effects on an individual. Hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala undoubtedly is the creator, and Allah Ta'ala is the greatest, and Allah Ta'ala is the most majestic. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Certainly in that is a great sign for those who have the quality of tafakkur, for those who ponder deeply in this one sign. What is this one sign? The coming down of water, and what effect it has on the earth in itself, and how it affects us insofar as the ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is concerned. Taking the discussion into a different direction, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has put to service for you, O insan, the night in which you will rest, وَالنَّهَارِ, and the day in which you will do your work. And again it is replete in the Quran Sharif that this is a great phenomena that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows us, the revolving of the earth. And all of that, the rising of the sun, the setting of the sun, all of that has been done for who? For you, O insan. وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرِ. And Allah Ta'ala has also put to service for you the sun and then the moon. Why the sun? We get the heat. Our plants grow through it. We get different energies from the sun. Wal qamar, the light of the moon. Some ulama have stated that it is the sweetness of the fruits that come from the light of the moon. Wan nujumu musakharatum bi amri. And then Allah Ta'ala says, but listen, the stars, they are subservient to the command of Allah. They do not have any energy within it that needs to be placed. A motor vehicle will require in today's time electricity, it will require oil, it will require petrol. In the old days, the trains required the coal to have it moved. But what is the energy within this that propels all of this? That is the Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Inna fi dhalika la ayat. Here Allah Ta'ala once again says that these are many signs. Water was just one sign, a great sign of the Qudrat of Allah. Here there are many signs. لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ, for that community and for that people who apply their intelligence. Here you require a little bit of intelligence to know the movement of the earth, to know the movement of everything, and hence here Allah Ta'ala says that you need to apply your mind. But when you look at everything else on this earth, then you just make tafakkur and ponder and reach the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.